Well, we've had our say for a couple of days, but Jacqueline Magne hasn't. She may well have a different view. Jacqueline Magne, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. I was just listening to you there, and I don't think you're harsh enough.
I think
she was a bully.
Yeah, she was a bully.
And I think she has totally abused the feminist cause.
I agree.
And for her own petulant reasons. And I think she should have been fined a lot more than $17,000. And, you know, her reputation and the damage to her brand has been extraordinary, because I think most people are like you and I and see it for what it is, that she was losing, she was a bad sport, she bullied the umpire, she didn't get her own way. And all these injustices and perceived discrimination that she has faced in her life, which I'm not deriding at all, but I think that that just exploded in this unbelievable hysteria. It just surfaced, and it was totally misplaced and totally misused. And to bring a daughter into it, I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What, she's the only tennis player who ever had a daughter? Yeah.
Miracle baby.
Jack, what Yvonne Goolagong thinks about this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Jack, the thing that surprised me, and you might be able to take us in there and give us a look at and a description of what happens, but in the press conference, she got an ovation. Like, people were clapping and supporting her. How does that happen?
Yeah.
Well, it's very unusual, but American tennis writers in particular, are a breed of their own, and it would not happen at Wimbledon for certain.
Yeah.
And it also was extraordinary when you saw the crowd also booing. That was just so embarrassing and really just took away the moment for, Naomi Osaka. So it was just a really bad look all way around. And the International Tennis Federation, only a few hours ago, early this morning, it's taken them how many days to finally come out in support of the umpire, Carlos Ramos. And they've issued a statement saying he's one of the most experienced and respected umpires. His decisions were in accordance with the rules, reaffirmed by that fine of Serena Williams. And it said that, it's important to remember that Mr. Ramos undertook his duties as an official according to the relevant rule book and acted at all times with professionalism and integrity.
Yep.
So finally, someone is standing up for him, because I thought he got hung out to dry. I think especially the US Tennis Federation and the organisers of the Open, they just... it was like he just didn't count at all.
No, exactly right. And then she said, you will never umpire another one of my matches. I don't. So she obviously picks the umpires as well. I want to move
Surname
on,
Cameron
though.
Smith.
I admire the skills, Jacqueline, of these motorbike riders. But to think that one bloke could reach across and pull on the brake of another bloke, it's a bit red hot. This happened in the Moto 2 GP.
Yes, it was quite extraordinary. It was in San Marino. And Romano Finetti, as he was coming past one of his competitors, he grabbed the brakes of Stefano Manzi and applied the brakes. And, of course, Manzi lost his balance a little bit. He was lucky he didn't fall off, but he was okay. They were doing 125 miles an hour, so that's a lot more than kilometres per hour. Finetti was handed a two-competition suspension, but his team has said, no, you're out, you're sacked, he's gone, so he won't compete again. He's got form, this guy.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, about 3 years ago, during a warm-up event, it was in the Moto 3, he kicked out at a finish driver and telling him to get out of the way. So, he has a little bit of... a temper, I think, but quite extraordinary to lean across. I mean, if it wasn't so dangerous, it'd be kind of funny.
No, it would be. What about former England captain Alistair Cook at the Oval? Unbelievable. His last test match, the greatest ever run scorer for England, a century in his last innings.
Yeah, so he scored a century to start his career and one to finish his career. His wife, who was 9 months pregnant, the baby was due today, was in the stands with their third child, and he scored his 33rd century. A two-minute standing ovation. He scored 147. That brings up his test runs 12,472, the fifth highest run scorer of all time. And also during the match, Jimmy Anderson equaled Glenn McGrath's world record in the number of wickets for placement, 563 wickets. So it was a pretty exciting day to be at the Oval.
Yeah, it's been a terrific test series. I know they've got them done and dusted here, but it's been a really... There's plenty of ebb and flow, and that's what you want to see in a test match and in throughout a test series. What about the Court of Arbitration? They've been busy again?
Yes, now, you know, this is the Court of Arbitration for sport that is like the judge and jury of significant things that happen in sport, particularly drug cases, and you'd know with the Essendon saga all about that. But the... jurisdiction of the CAS has been called into question in a Brussels court case that they say that CAS doesn't really have the authority to rule and enforce arbitration on sporting bodies. It says it contravenes EU law, and it said Article 6 of the Human Rights and Article 47 of the Fundamental Rights. And so for this particular case, which was a football club that was taking on FIFA and also questioning the jurisdiction of CAS, they've won. And so now there's a big question mark now about whether the rulings of CAS are valid, particularly in EU situations, what will happen, because CAS is now based in Switzerland and technically is not subject to EU law. So the lawyers are rubbing their hands in glee on this one. They'll have a field day over the next couple of months trying to work it out. But for sport and the whole concept of having a rigorous authority that keeps it out of the courts, tries to keep it low cost and to issue rulings in regards to sporting disputes, it's, you know, a bit of upheaval for them.
Yeah, no doubt about that, Jack. Thanks again for a comprehensive look at what's happening over there in Europe, and we'll speak to you again next week.
Yeah, thanks, guys, and I'm watching the NRL with great interest.
Have you got a tip this far out? Who might win it?
No. I'm not going to put the mocker on anyone, I'm sorry.
we have, so we'll chat again next week.
Okay, thanks, guys.